WIRX Listen Live is brought to you by Leroy's Body Shop. Leroy started his shop with the basic principles of treating people right, doing great work, and getting cars back fast. Now, 50 years later, the Leroy's boys are still treating people right, doing great work, and getting cars back fast. It's as simple as that. Leroy's Body Shop.
Yeah, dude.
Good morning. 7:35. Happy good Wednesday. Happy Wednesday. Whatever. It's a Wednesday. There you go. All right. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. This morning, we're talking about that eighth deadly sin. All right. God says, hey, all right, I made the seven deadly sins. I need number eight. What should it be? I got mine. And if anybody knows me, they probably know what it would be. They would probably say, oh, yeah, this would be Brock's. You know what it is? You know what the eighth deadly sin is? Leaving your shopping cart out, all right? Not putting the shopping cart back where it belongs. It's not hard. If I was God and I saw you do that, I would smite you. That is the eighth deadly sin. Not putting the friggin' shopping cart in the shopping cart stall. Seriously, I don't see. Are we that lazy as a society? You know, when I created you as God, I figured I wouldn't have to worry about this, but I got to make it the eighth deadly sin, not putting the shopping cart, all right? It's right up there with wrath and greed and lust, not putting the shopping cart back. That's my eighth deadly sin. Comment on Facebook or give us a call, 925-WIRX, 925-9479. We got some great ones on Facebook already for the eighth deadly sin. Annette said bad spelling and grammar. Yee. Ow. I would be screwed. I sin all the time with that one. Let's see. Will said country music. let's see. We got greed. We got envy. Country music is the eighth deadly sin. Dylan said being a Patriots fan. That's a great one. That's a great one. Hunter would be screwed. Hunter would be just sinning all the time. Driving slow in the passing lane. That was Whitley. Oh, yeah, Josh. That's a good one. Yeah, there's a lot of road sins. That could be. We could just make a whole list of road sins, but we won't get into that. Rick. I like Rick's. I'll read his before we take a quick break here. Rick's eighth deadly sin, wearing white socks and sandals. Oh, boy, you sinned bad. You sinned real bad there. All right. We're going to take a quick break. Give me a call. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Comment on Facebook. What would your eighth deadly sin be? All righty. Good morning. 7:49. Flying solo this morning. Hunter is out for being a pussy. Anyway, we're talking about the seven deadly sins. More importantly, the eighth deadly sin. All right? You got lust. You got gluttony. You got greed. You got sloth, wrath, envy, pride. Those are the seven. We've got those. But the big man upstairs was like, hey, I need number eight. What is the eighth deadly sin? And he has tasked you to do it. What would it be? We got some great comments on Facebook. Mine, obviously, is if you leave the shopping cart out, that will smite you. Let's see. Danielle said cell phone talking at checkouts. Uh-oh. I may or have may not sinned a couple times there, Danielle. Let's see. I like Mark. And obviously, Mark, I can never golf with you because I'd just be sinning the whole time. He said leaving a birdie putt short. Ow. Oh, God. Oh, no. I sin so much on the golf course then. So much. Just terrible. Christine said loud chewing. That is the eighth deadly sin. Tim said being a Packer fan. Oh, really, Tim? Really? Is that your eighth deadly sin, being a Packers fan?
Yeah! Yeah!
That's what I think of that, buddy. Ian said the same thing. What the hell, Ian? You too. You and Tim must be best buds. You must be best buds. Robert said political whining. I like that one. That would definitely make the election season a lot more bearable. Tatiana said stupidity. Honestly, that should be number one. I like Brian's. Brian said juggalos. Being a juggalo is the eighth deadly sin. Oh, oh. Sherry said parking like a douche. Absolutely. That is definitely a sin. Man, these are some great ones, guys. These are some fantastic eighth deadly sins. Brian said Brock sporting his Playboy bunny tanning tattoo. All right, I'll fess up to that one. That is definitely a sin. I'm not proud of it. I've sinned. Please forgive me. Let's take a quick phone call here. WIRX, hello.
Yeah, hey. You're talking about the eight deadly sins on your show, right?
Yeah, man. What's your eighth deadly sin?
Well, you actually stole mine because I work at Menards as a shopping cart guy. And I hate when people leave carts in random parking spaces.
You poor, poor man. I would not wish that on my worst enemy. There's nothing worse than when you pull up into a lot and you see like 12 carts just hanging around because people are too damn lazy to put them back.
Exactly. It's so annoying for my job because I expect them to be in the corral and not going around other places.
It's ridiculous, man. All right. Well, we'll definitely make that the eighth deadly sin. All right, brother?
All right.
All right, later, man.
Later, bye.
Telling you, that's like one of the worst ones. I see it, I smite you. All right, we're going to take a break. More deadly sins when we come back. Hey, good morning. 7:58, we're talking about the eighth deadly sin. All right. The big guy upstairs is like, all right, I'm tired. I made the seven deadly sins. We covered the big areas, sloth, envy, pride, lust, you know it, yada, yada, yada. But hey, I need number eight. I got to get the eighth deadly sin. What would be your eighth deadly sin? We got some great comments on Facebook. We always go back to the white socks and sandals. You just see Rick just go around smiting people. Let's see. I like Cody's possession of an Illinois license plate. It might be for just us around here. I don't know. We're being mean to those Illinois, those fibs, if you will. Let's see. Jeff said not turning on your damn headlights when it's snowing or raining. Absolutely. Deanne says entitlement. That's a good one. Let's see. Randolph. I like this one. Thou shalt not leave zero credits in the jukebox at the bar. Really? That's what we're going to go with? You go up to the jukebox. Hey, there's no credits in here. Who used it last? I mean, it is true. You should always throw a couple in there for the next person. If you kind of bogart the jukebox, how about that one? How about no bogarting the jukebox? Okay? Play a couple songs, and then that's it. Don't be the guy that throws like $50 in and then just plays all of his horrible songs that just ruins the night. Or you make someone have to do play next, play next, play next, so we skip over all your crappy songs. All right, that's the eighth deadly sin. Don't bogart the jukebox, for God's sakes. It's a bar. We don't want to hear all your sad songs just because you are going through a breakup and you're bringing the bar down. Let's take a couple phone calls as we wrap up the deadly sins, the eighth one anyways. WIRX, hello.
Hey there, Brock. It's the captain.
Hey, Captain Dave. What's up, man?
Hey, I'll tell you, the eighth deadliest one is when you got everybody driving slow in the fast lane, man.
Yeah, that makes you want to smite a few people, doesn't it?
I'll tell you, I do a lot of that driving for a living, you know, and it's just a pain in the ass.
I don't blame you, brother. All right, that's an excellent sin. Thanks, man. WIRX, hello.
All right, eighth deadliest sin, perfect for this area.
Yeah.
Old people shall not drive. Over a certain age or a certain mental capacity, get your butt over to the passenger seat.
It's a sin if you're past a certain age. You know what? That may be a petty god, but I'll take it.
Hey, you know what? But how many times have you gotten stuck driving, especially in the winter weather?
Yeah.
And there's clear roads, and you got Grandpa O'Malley in front of you doing 10 miles an hour.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, don't worry. I would, as God, I would take care of it. I would.
There you go.
All right. Thank you. Later, man.
Yep.
Bye. I didn't mean to sin. I'm just old. I don't care. That's the eighth deadly sin. Get out of here. All right. We'll be back in a few.